It's John Holmberg here, shilling away from my friends at Testragain. I'm 44 years old right now, and you know, as much as I think I'm a young, strapping lad, natural father time stuff has started to happen to me already, and naturally, my testosterone levels are not necessarily what they used to be. And people are always on about, oh, go get testosterone, shot in here, shot in there, doing everything you can. It is the master male hormone, but it can be dangerous to introduce it to your body in an unnatural way. That's why I take Testragain. It supports healthy testosterone levels and talks your body into producing testosterone naturally. It's a supplement that really gets your body back to what it's supposed to be doing. Healthy stamina levels, muscle repair, these are all things testosterone does for you and helps you increase your energy as well. Go to the website, ZMANow.com. Enter the code JOHN20, JOHN20, and get 20% off your order. Get your body back to the testosterone machine it used to be with a little help from Testrogain.
98 KUPD.
All right, everybody. This is one of my favorite people on the planet is on the phone. Hopefully he remembers us with some sort of gusto in his voice, some sort of vigor and something.
So memorable.
Yes, because it's memorable. John Lovitz is online. Mr. Lovitz, are you there?
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. Wonderful to have you again. Of course, you were a former MILF judge. You judged our MILF contest, what, 3 years ago now?
3 years ago, yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Oh, gosh.
That's right.
I didn't realize it was you guys. Yes.
Who did you think it was? Just a random dumb radio show?
I had no idea. I didn't know it was you. But yeah, that was the most memorable radio thing I've ever done ever.
Is that true?
Well, of course.
In a good or bad way?
Both. No, in a good way. I was shocked. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a blast. So would you like to do it again? It's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll pay for it.
Well, I don't know if I'll be around. But
what do you mean? Are you sick?
No, I have a life.
Oh, you've got a life. Well, that'll get in the way.
I'll be around. Yeah.
You're coming this weekend.
Yes.
Now, how come you didn't come into our show? You don't remember Phoenix for being the most wonderful time you've ever had on radio, and you couldn't even take
it? Well, because I'm working the night before, so I have to fly in the day of the show.
Oh, miserable.
You didn't want to see Air Holmberg.
Yeah,
Air
Holmberg. You didn't want to see my German Nazi face ever again.
Yes. I remember you. Yeah, you were very nice.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Wait a minute. You do the MILF thing every year?
Yeah, it's every Mother's Day. A different batch of lunatics, John, come in here, and then we do the thing every year with, like, different contestants and different contests.
That's hilarious. Every Mother's Day. I was in a movie called Mother's Day.
Good transition. I don't remember.
I was.
Oh, I do remember Mother's Day. That's right. I forgot about Mother's Day. That's right. You've been in a lot of stuff. Was Jerry in Mother's Day?
Yeah.
I don't remember Jerry being in Mother's Day. What was his role?
You didn't see it. He played Jerry the dog.
Oh. So it was a stretch. Did it say as himself in the credits?
Well, he played my dog, but he had a different name. So, and then he wanted to change the character. And then Gary Marshall directed it. He's a great guy. It was the last movie. And then,
right.
And then they got in a big argument. And then I was like, if you talk to the dog, it's difficult. You know, and I'm talking to like a Jerry fighting with Gary, and it was just the whole thing.
It was a mess.
And I finally said, Jerry, just cut his lines.
Was he a method
dog? So then
dog?
They did that, and then, no, because he was like, I want to do this, I want to do that, and we're like, just be a dog. He's like, no, and then it was just,
you're the weirdest.
No swings. No swings.
Even the weirdest person on the phone. You might be the weirdest person alive. Now, I've got to get
No, I'm not making it up. He's in the movie.
Oh, I know he's that, but the whole thing about him wanting
to
change his
name. Well, watch the movie, and you tell me if he has any lines.
It's a chick flick, but yeah, there are a lot of hot girls.
Yeah, John, I also saw on like Flixster, it's got like a 20% thing. I mean, watch the movie. I watch your parts.
Yeah, you were watching it, and you were Flixstering yourself.
Well, sometimes. That's a very sexy
Jennifer
dog.
Jennifer Aniston, come on.
Now let's talk about the you Flixstering things, because you put the world on a little joke, and you introduced us to this idea about a year before you did it, with that gorgeous girl you did Hawaii 5-0 with, and you play pretend.
Yeah, Jessica Lange.
Yeah, is she still around in your life as a pal?
No, she comes in and says, well, I do something, and then she disappears.
Oh, really? So she comes and goes. She's not really part of it. Yeah, because you pretended
but
you guys were
that was her idea. That was it was funny. I mean, the whole thing was her idea. But what was amazing was she said, you know, she's a great singer and performer. So she did a music video and asked me to be in it. And then she hired this company, and they said, how can we make the video go viral?
Lovett.
They're obsessed with her personal life. So she says, well, I'll just start putting out these pictures, dropping hints that I'm dating someone new and an older guy. And then the last photo would be me. And the thing went, it went around
crazy.
The world.
Yeah, it
the
was
article
crazy.
Went around the world. And yeah. I'm like, who I'm dating? I was shocked that people... And the funny thing was, when they found out it wasn't true, a lot of guys were really pissed.
Yeah. No, we were very
angry. Because they were looking at me going, well, if he can get a girl like that, I can. Imagine what I could get. And then when they found out it wasn't true, you know, they're like, oh, so I guess I couldn't get anybody.
Right. Now, it made guys realize that maybe suicide is only the only option left. If John
Lovett's... I heard the one that was the most upset was Aaron Humberg.
Not true.
Yes.
It is not true.
That is true.
Now, how do you feel even as a comedian being the butt of a joke of a beautiful girl marrying you? Like, that was the joke.
Well, when you put it like that.
It was.
He twists
it's the way
he?
The world. It's the way the world saw it. It's like, oh, my God, John Lovett's was the joke. That could never happen, which makes it funny. Does that?
Well, I'm a comedian, so me being the joke makes sense.
But, personally... Probably not a great feeling, right?
Personally, I was crying for days.
What have you been doing in your life, John Lovett, that's fun and exciting to tell people about? Or is there anything happening at all?
Oh, God.
See, I pictured, John.
Any new hobbies?
Do you remember? You and I had dinner. Does that even...
You kind of made a pass at
I remember
mom.
You, and I remember your wife was pretty.
That's very true. I just always wonder if it's like just if your life has just gotten to the point where you just meet so many people that you don't even try anymore. I wouldn't.
No, I meet people. I'm into tennis and golf, so I do that.
Right.
Every week a lot.
And that's about it. And
I'm working on trying to just get other stuff and stand up. I'm performing in Las Vegas too. With Dana Carvey, we do a show at the SLS Hotel.
Oh, cool.
Once a month.
That's fun. So
that's fun. We have like 20 or 10 weekends that we're doing.
See, I think you've reached that level of fame, the John Lovett's level of fame, where if you're not going to have sex with a pretty girl, it's just a day to forget.
Yeah. It's been last 5-6 years have been pretty forgetful.
You've just been on the other end of bad tabloid jokes. Well, there you go. So you're going to be at the Talking Stick Resort here coming up. Is that tomorrow? When is
Friday.
That? Friday. Oh, I don't know what day it is.
Friday.
Friday night you're going to be here.
At 8 o'clock.
And then...
I look forward to it. You know, it's fun to do stuff like that. You know, I'm not doing clubs. You know, that's when I was there last doing clubs. I got to do a casino. And it's fun because... Instead of doing two shows, I'm doing one.
That's right. So it's half the
so
work.
So all my energy, I get very excited, so I just go.
Yeah,
I
you shoot it all
it's,
on the first
a lot
shot.
Of fun.
Yeah, the first.
Use a lot of props, some magic.
Yeah, are you doing magic now? Brady likes magic acts.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Of course. Yeah,
my whole act is it's the illusion that I'm funny.
That's right. It's great, and you've been fooling people for years, John. It's brilliant.
Fooling them for 30 years. Yeah, someone said on Twitter, they go, you've never been funny in the area. I said, please don't tell anybody. I've been fooling everyone for 30 years.
30
don't
years.
Tell us. Don't tell us.
You've just been a philosopher.
Only you know.
Yeah, that's right. You're the only one who's figured out. Do you like Twitter? Do you like to play on that stuff?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, some stuff. Well, you know, a lot of people complimentary is nice, and then there's a lot of interesting questions. And then, of course, there's the ones that are just trying to get under your skin and say mean stuff.
Yeah. What's the meanest thing someone said about you?
The meanest?
Yeah, that you remember. You're like, geez, that was totally not even, that's not even about me.
Oh, it was. The guy just did it. Yeah.
The guy just what?
The guy just tweeted. He just a couple of days ago. Really mean. I didn't respond though.
Yeah. So you don't respond to it. Well, there's no point in it, John. Are you all
I don't
right?
respond, or I just delete them.
Yeah, delete.
I
people.
Block them.
Wouldn't you? Don't you wish you could do
but
that?
Then I realized if I blocked them, they know that I read it and I blocked them.
And it got
Ooh,
you.
That's true. Yeah, I never thought of that. Don't you wish you could delete people in life?
So I just see it now. I go, well, you know, you want to respond to this meme, and then I go,
what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Are you feeding the dog?
Yeah. You sound like you're underwater.
No, my voice is lower because I woke up. This is my normal voice. You know, I do that.
Are you flickstering?
Oh. You're flickstering right now, aren't you? Because every once in a while the phone disappears and I hear licking.
Well, that's your imagination.
Yeah, it is. You're
that
right.
Work.
That's
and
it.
You're disgusting.
You knew that.
Typical Nazi move. I'm going to picture the Jew flickstering himself. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you're the one doing it to the Nazi, so it doesn't make any sense why you would put me in that position. John Lovitz said,
"You know, I did. Speaking of Nazis, I did Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger."
Yes. Now I was going to ask you about that too. Was that?
Yeah. At one time, they had a roast. Tom Arnold put together this. There was a fundraiser when he was governor to help pay back the money, so we're roasting Arnold. Now you have to know I'm friends with him, uh-huh. And I've known him for years, and I really like him. But the thing about him is when you're friends with him and he likes you, he likes to tease all his friends, and he loves teasing me. Like one time I was at the New York at the U.S. Open, at the tennis match, and I'm waiting for a town car with my friend. There's like 300 people, and a limo drives up, and the window rolls down. It's Arnold, and in front of everybody, he just looks at me and goes, "John, did you forget to do your abs today?" And then he just drives up.
I don't think he was.
And then
teasing.
On Celebrity Apprentice, he was going like, "Yes, John, have you ever seen a gym from the inside?" You know.
Well,
and he thought. So we did this roast a few years back. So I got up and I said, "Well, I'm talking about Arnold. Like, I think this is the first time the Jews roasted a Nazi." And I go, no, by Nazi, I mean when he was governor, I did not see him. And I said, no, by Nazi, when he was a movie star, I did not see him becoming the governor.
That's fun.
He liked that.
And I didn't see
him. He's a great guy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Was The Apprentice a pleasurable experience, or because of the Trump pressure, was it just a brutal mess?
Well, the thing is, we shot it in March. So last March.
Right.
So he wasn't any part of it when we did it. He was completely off the show 100%.
Right. But
so it wasn't like maybe a month before it aired that they said, he's going to have his name on as executive producer. So
you didn't even know he was. He thought he was completely removed from the whole. He wasn't even going to have a.
Well,
credit.
He was. Yeah. Oh, totally. Wow. And then.
But he gets a piece of the action.
But as it aired, did you find?
Well,
it?
Well, he helped create the show.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Would you have done it with
and
Trump?
People go, "I'm not going to watch the show now." I go, "Well, that's stupid." Because the whole show is raising money for charities.
Yeah.
I go, "So you're just hurting the charities. You're not hurting him."
Yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't help your cause to crush a. You did a dog charity, right?
How rude! No,
I thought you did.
You didn't even watch it. No,
of course
I
didn't. Nobody did. Nobody watched it, John. Did you see the ratings? It was horrible.
Donald Trump
yeah,
said
they
it was
did.
Horrible.
They had like a four. It's 4 million.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's a lot
about,
of people. That's,
I think they had. I think it was a 4.1 rating, which is four. Well, that's households, but basically you could say it's 4.1 million people.
So most
in other
of
words,
Salt Lake City.
It's 4 million more people than listen to this show. But anyway.
Now, don't get uppity. Our ratings are great.
But how many people are listening?
Right? We have a, well, this is something I don't think you'll understand. We have a 14 share.
I know what it means. You have, of all the people listening to the radio,
that's right.
Phoenix, Arizona right now,
right.
14% are listening to
you. Something to that effect, and depending on what demographic you're in.
And the total amount of people listening to the radio right now that aren't at
30 million.
Is like 100.
100 million.
But anyway, now you made me forget my whole
story. I'm sorry. I tend to steer you down.
You were talking about Nazis.
Oh, that's right. You were on about Nazis.
Your charity.
Oh, my charity, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
For dogs. I remember it.
Yeah.
No, for children.
Oh.
So in other words, you just mocked me trying to raise money for children who have cancer.
No. I mocked you.
You feel good about that because you're... balls.
It's the only thing I've got left is making fun of children who have no hair. That's all I've got, John. Are you sure
the
you don't want
people who didn't watch the show and all the other chair? Everyone was playing for a charity.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I learned a lot. But some of the funniest stuff they put on there, they cut like it's not what I do at all. But basically, at one point, I was in Aaron Brothers with Chael Sonnen from USC. Looking for tape.
Yeah, I remember that.
For a photograph, and I said, it was like 9 at night, and I said, I'd look at Chelsea, I used to be on Saturday Night Live. Now I'm on Aaron Brothers at 9 o'clock at night looking for tape. What the hell happened to my career?
Yeah. You know what my favorite part of The Apprentice
is? But everybody was nice. I learned a lot, you know. But I also learned the reality shows are not what I do.
No, and you don't want to do that anymore. Forget it. My favorite part, my favorite part of that show, John, is that people...
What the hell is going on here?
I'm the guest. I'm talking to... Wait. This is reality. The radio interview. That's the only reality. Yeah. That's the kind of reality I like.
Yeah, I do too.
Go ahead.
There's no reason for me to continue because I know what you're going to do next.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not falling for this.
Even though I'm the guest, you're going
to... I refuse to fall for this.
You guys
tactic.
Are on different speeds, man.
Oh, I want to know what you were going to say.
I was going to say, you're going to...
I apologize.
You're going to do it again, you son of a...
No,
the
I won't.
The second I start this sentence, I know it's coming. All right, I was going to say... Ooh, I'm waiting. The fun thing about The Apprentice is the first few people that get booted off... they have to go back to their charity and say, I did nothing.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. So if you were like the first guy that got...
guaranteed a minimum, though.
Are they? Do you guarantee the charity gets something?
No. No.
So you run a risk of going back to St. Yeah, Jude's and telling them.
But the truth is, you know, Mark Burnett's the producer of the show. And when we started, he said, you know, this is the only show that like raises money.
Right.
The whole point of this Celebrity Apprentice, and he goes, what's amazing is you guys are here and you help raise money for your charity. He goes, but what you don't realize is so much more is donated to the charities when the show airs than what you could possibly win. Like even something like $150 million.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah.
Over the course of the show. So millions of people see the show and they go, oh, I'll donate to that charity. So millions gets raised for all the charities. So it's a really good thing. So it's too bad that it doesn't continue because, you know, you get on there and you go, I don't know what this is. What am I doing? And then they have you do a test. What they didn't show us, they give you this monumental task and you have one day to do it in.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it even gets done and at the level that it gets done at is amazing. And the show, like, it kind of misses all. It didn't show that.
Yeah. And it kind of stinks.
Like, we had to go make a video. You go shoot a video, write a song, shoot a music video. You have one day. And those things take months, you know, at the least. And we have one day to do it. And there's no song. There's no video. Nothing.
Right. And you and Vince Neil did that one.
Well, Vincent wrote this song. Boy George, I think, wrote the lyrics. And then... sang, and then we all sang, and then I had to go. I was in charge of that. And I had to go out and shoot it.
Did you ever, John, did you
Brian
ever?
Brian got me to go, what makes you smile? So then that's what they wanted, so all the little things. So it was funny.
Yeah.
But they never even showed the whole video on the show.
No.
And I'm like, I don't, so I didn't know what the point of that was. Like, aren't you supposed to show the finished product? And then you at home get to decide which one you like. And then when the one you like doesn't win, you're like, what the heck? You know.
John Lovitz, did you ever look at
it? Yeah, like you'd be watching going, what? John's video didn't win? I'm going to go shave my head. Like that.
Yep, that's exactly it. Did you ever look around the room and see Vince Neil and Boy George and Chael Sonnen and think, I'm going to go cut my wrists open?
No, well, they're all nice.
They're not.
20 years ago. No, I liked everybody. They were interesting people and very bright and fun to talk to.
But it's just that moment where you have your forced.
Boy George, though, during the show, I'm watching it, and then he was very nice to me, and then I'm watching it, and then he's, like, ripping me.
Yeah.
You know, the funniest, he goes, not all talent is created equally. The funniest thing about John Lovitz is his dog.
Yeah, he started to make fun
and I'm like,
of you.
Oh, thanks a lot, you jerk.
See, I would have liked to see that.
He was constantly telling me that he thinks I'm funny, and I was making him laugh all the time. You know, and we got along, and then he backstabbed. But that's my point. I was like, what?
That's my point. It's like you have to be nice to Boy George, and then find out that this has been is making fun of you. You're a thing.
Well, here's your chance. Get him back.
Yeah. What do you think of Boy George?
What do you think of him?
I still like him.
I don't like that.
I wanted to.
He's got bad breath.
I didn't like that he did that. I did say backstabber on Twitter. Thanks a lot, you backstabber.
Well, we'll call him a douche.
And he was like, oh, aren't you a comedian? It's a joke. But he didn't say it like a joke. I know that he thinks I'm funny, but if somebody doesn't, I don't mind because I don't think everybody's funny.
No, you can't.
Usually the people that don't think I'm funny, I don't think they're funny.
Right. That's
like, I happen to know, Aaron, but you don't think I'm funny. Get it?
Oh, I totally got it. It was a perfect circle.
I reversed, but I know that I'm funny.
Of course you're funny. You can't do 30 years and fake it.
No.
No. You got to have something underneath.
But that's not bragging. It's like it would be like saying, well, Chamberlain, you know, and Michael Jordan, they think they're really good basketball players. They go, well, I don't think they're bragging. It's true. Right.
You just are. You should be proud of yourself, John Lovitz.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me think who else is the greatest. It's like Pavarotti saying, I can sing. You go, oh, quit bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm an opera. Yeah.
Somebody just emailed me and said, this is the weirdest interview ever.
Yeah, that was your wife.
That's exactly right, because she's still uncomfortable with the...
That's so weird, because I just got an email from your wife that you're the handsomest interview ever. You know, weird?
Yeah, so we still have your picture up at the house. John Lovitz at Talking Stick Casino in the showroom Friday at 8 o'clock. If you want tickets, it's Ticketmaster.com, LiveNation.com, TalkingStickResort.com. Anything to say to leave the world a better place? Close the show for us, John. What do you have?
Yes. If you want to succeed in life, this is the secret.
Okay.
Ask yourself, are you willing to do what you have to do to get what you want?
Did you tell us to kill people?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just if anyone gets this is a Malcolm X moment. This is John Lovitz Malcolm X quote. By any means necessary. Yeah, by any means necessary. You just said
John X.
Any mother effer in your way, move them.
No, I'm not saying that.
I think that's what I heard.
That's great advice.
Is that what you heard?
I think we all heard.
But like,
take out the competition.
It's like, look at it this way. It's like I'm in my comfortable bed with my dog sleeping, and yet we're both on your show. Do you know what I mean?
I see.
We're both on the same radio show right now.
And you're practically sleeping.
And you have to after this ends, you have to talk for another 3 hours. Me? I get to go back to sleep.
Jealous?
You win. That's a win for you. I could go back
see
to sleep.
See what I mean?
That's right. I guess that's true.
Yes, you're getting paid.
Yes, very true.
Friday, getting paid.
I'm getting paid currently to promote you in your bed for when you finally come out here to get paid.
Yes. Thanks, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, by any means necessary, John. That's what I say.
I appreciate it. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, someone's asking me something.
No,
dear?
It's Jerry.
Oh.
Is that
my wife?
I can't
say who, but someone wants to know when you'll be home.
Tell her after you're done with her. John Lovitz, thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
See, there you go, everybody. It's John Lovitz, the incredibly strange and lovable John Lovitz, and a phone that is also evidently waterproof.
Your ADD has a hard time with him.
Well, he's doing it on purpose, and I know it.
Well, he's a little slower.
Yes,
and you're a little high speed.
His thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm in that process. Mood.
And he's in the right lane.
He's taking in the scenery.
He's not done with the subject.
I'm getting from A to B. He's taking a look. Hey, let's pull over here and take a look at the sunset.
Two different styles. Both work.
Somehow or another. I absolutely can't get enough of that guy. I don't know what it is. But that phone was driving me bananas. Yeah, I agree. Weirdest interview ever. I couldn't enjoy it more. John Lovitz, everybody. And if you haven't seen him do stand-up live, it's great. Talking Stick.
It's all for charity.
Yeah, it's all just to give back to the St. Jude's pets.
I have to say, being the relisher that I am,
and
all the listeners could not see your face during this interview.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
It was pretty solid.
Come on.
The frustration of you getting cut off.
It's entertaining frustration because I recognized after the third time he's doing it on purpose.
I don't know.
No, he was.
Are you sure?
No, I think that's just his speed.
Go back and listen at the end when he realized he was doing it. Then he started to do it on purpose.
Well, I called him out on
it. No, because the second or third time through, they were every time he'd do it, the interruption ended with a joke about me. So he knew he was jabbing.
I don't think he knew right away.
Yeah, he's not that dumb. He did that at the restaurant, too. Like, I know what you're doing. He'd look at me.
Your wife doesn't want to talk to you. She wants to talk to me.
And every time I'd go, hey, Megan, you know what I think? And he'd touch her. I'm like, ah, you son of a bitch. He didn't really have anything to say.
You think he gets laid a lot?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, well, Janice Dickinson said he's got the biggest schwanch she's ever seen.
That's true. I forgot about that one.
So,
he'll tell you.
He doesn't need to tell.
I guess
he's got Janice Dickinson telling.
Satisfied. That's crazy. Anyway, back to the schwanch.
He's like the Ron Jeremy of comedians.
Yes, he's exactly the same as him. John Lovitz, Talking Stick Casino. I like awkward moments like that. They're fun for me. It's 8:43. It's 98 KUPD. Go see John. What you're not understanding is I believe he may be certifiably insane. But not so much as Brady, who in the quiet moments just a second ago started to read the premise of the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie unprompted or unsolicited. That was it. Am I in some sort of a weird acid trip?
It's a great day to be alive, John.
Captain
I'm sitting here, it's quiet.
Captain Jack Sparrow losing the...
What are you doing?
Then attacked by his new nemesis, played by Javier Bardem.
The part I said, the new Pirates. Caribbean.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why that was happening.
Why did we want to know the plot, though, there?
Yeah, why in the world?
Because I know you're excited for that movie.
You picked the strangest moment of the quiet to go,
you know, I'm going to break the silence with the new plot from Pirates of the Caribbean.
My head's already spinning. I had to try to milk Lovitz for words for the last 25 minutes.
It's like when you're at breakfast with your grandparents and they start reading something out of the paper. Remember that?
You know, I watched a special the other day.
Here we go. Just let him finish. It's like a dog humping your leg.
I remember my grandpa used to eat grapefruit. He'd sit there and just start telling me crap that I didn't care about at all.
You know how grapefruits are born?
What? That's not a word. That's not even a...
They're coal miners came out of the... Well, in old-time Kentucky...
My favorite thing about old people's stories is the first...
Small talk. Small talk.
But it isn't small talk. It's them trying to find things. It's always like four non sequiturs in a row to remind themselves what the hell they have to say.
Grapefruits come from the great state of... Back in the 40s, there was Ponce de Leon. He'd found it. Florida shaped like a gun. And the Smith and Wesson people, like, this is nowhere, but he's going to find something.
Anyway, Lovitz is bananas. That's all it comes down to. Guy emailed me and said, that was the most awkward thing I could listen to for hours and hours. It was almost like staring into one of those things you don't know. It's a circle going away from you or coming towards you. It's Lovitz, for God's sake. He's bananas. And then Kevin Gilroy said, if John Lovitz tells me to quit comedy, I will. He just called, Kevin. He just called
back. He said it.
I forgot to tell everybody that Kevin Gilroy should quit comedy. For sure.
I think Gilroy's trying to be John Lovitz.
Yeah. The strangest man alive. Anyway, what are you going to do? We got ourselves a Rock Wars coming up in just a little bit. It is Wednesday, and Wednesdays are always good for that. We got a Wednesday Rock Wars. Did I win again? I did.
You won the...
I won the Nazi version. The communist version. Rock Wars back to normal this week. We'll have a topic for you in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
Hey, it's John Holmberg here. I've been talking to you about Testrogain, and it's your turn. Go to ZMANow.com, enter the promo code JOHN20, and get 20% off your order of Testrogain, and make that testosterone your body's craving.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.